Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Bill Maher.
The comedian.
Yeah, talk show host. He's a 4-1 generator on the juxtaposition cross of limitation and the quarter of mutation. Six color, right fixed, single definition. All he has is a conscious and unconscious 50-27.
Yep. I mean, we watch his show. What is it called? A
It's
firing
called,
line.
no, what is it called? It's called, because he did Politically Incorrect
Right for
from
years.
93 to 2002, and now he does, what is it called?
Turning Point or something. I don't know what it's called. On Friday nights on
Real
HBO.
time.
Real
Real
time.
time.
That's right.
Real time.
And did that movie Religulous, because he really hates religion
He
and
says,
Christianity almost especially.
I think religion is a neurological disorder. And I think this is fascinating that he's
Yes.
on this juxtaposition cross of limitation that's moved out of the cross of laws, right? And is really, and to him, the limitation is religion.
Yep, no, it was that's what surprised me with this. But you know, it means it's part of his trip. The limitation, and it's the limitation of religion and religious laws and traditions, and the next cross, actually, you mentioned the one before it, is the cross of distraction. You know? So, but it's all about dealing with the limitation. What's the meaning of these restrictions? And we, you know,
Well, and he says that he thinks that really the natural state for us as human beings, should be one of doubt, that all of this certainty that's there. And in his movie, I mean, if you haven't seen that movie, it's a very interesting movie, but that's where he's really coming from, is that he rejects both this certitude of the existence as well as the non-existence of all these deities,
Yeah, no, it's just so curious. And you know, the only defined channel he has is the 5027, which is the tribal lawgiver, the channel of Moses, custodianship, about the rules. And you know, talk about being a true juxtaposition, because
He's so fixed. We talk about that all the time. It's like, Bill, get over it. And it's like, well, he's not going to get over it.
well, you know, and we feel his limitation. His limitation intellectually, because he has people on his show who are smarter than he is, and he brings up a stupid point because of his
Well, I think it's because of this 50, the second line, this determination, right? The
right.
strength of purpose that can only enjoy overcoming adversity to achieve its goals. I mean, there's something about getting these people on there that he's determined, right? That he's going to make it adversarial, and he's going to be the one that's going to come out on top, which isn't always true.
No, it isn't. And I think what feeds into that too is the 55th gate fifth line, which is about accepting others, the acceptance of others. It's about accepting advice. But he thinks he can have these smarter people on and make them look stupid. And really, as we've watched, we cringe, because he'll have conservative Republican people that are diametrically opposed to what he believes, and he thinks he can best them in
And
this.
in some cases, and he's smart though, because it isn't just him. He usually gets two other people that are of his ilk, and they help him best, this other person. But the politically incorrect show, was actually taken off the air because of his politically incorrect things that he said after 9/11, right? I mean, the comment had been made by Bush that the terrorists were cowards, and he said they weren't, which was like, talk about, and I that's one of the things about him, is that I think especially with this open throat under pressure and with this kind of this determination to say what he thinks is the truth, this fixedness that's about him,
Well, yeah.
is that some of these things that he says have really, really caused, basically a shitstorm,
Well, four activations of the 29th gate. And two of them are fourth line directness. So he's not afraid. You know, and one of them, sixth line of detriment, but it's about persevering even when you're confused.
Right, and then overreach, right?
Right, right.
The fifth line is like the overreach. And that's, I see that, it's like in his monologue. I mean, you know, one of the things is in his chart is this thing about, you know, sticking with what's been successful. And basically what he did in Politically Incorrect and what he does now in Real Time is very successful in that, you know, he does his monologue, now he has the one person that he interviews, and then he has this panel. And so, you know, this has worked for him, and he's like,
he's got his formula for success.
Right. But particularly in his monologue, right, it's like this overreach of trying to be funny when he's really not. He bites off more than he can chew, and he really can't put it out.
Well, he thinks he has the taming power of the great. The first line and fourth line and fifth line of the 34th gate, the bully and annihilation. Mm-hmm. He thinks he has the power to, you know, with that 45th gate also that he has, that's in his nodal structure.
I mean, that's one of the things actually in this design is like so much of it is really concentrated in the spleen and in the sacral. I mean, it's very, very powerful. And then he's opened all the rest
of his,
right?
Oh, yeah, no, 26th gate, only activation from his heart center. Exaggeration, talk about over the top, overreach, you know, the lot, you know.
But, you know, with lessons of history, right, that 26-2, uh-huh, that unconscious 26-2, right, the power of the ego to mature through experience. I mean, I do think that, you know, over time, and I think the movie actually shows him really bringing together his own experience in a way I think that was very mature. Right. It's like, okay, let's just not talk about this. Let's actually go out and demonstrate. You know, because he went to all these different places. He questioned all these different people. Right. I mean, this just wasn't him standing there as kind of the crazy person. It was like really going out, I think, in the world as this generator.
Right.
You know, and really demonstrating the limitation of religion and that a lot of people actually relate to that.
Well, I would say with this open G center he has, I mean, talk about looking for your place, looking for your role. What is your role? Where is my place? And his rejection of the place that the religious spirituality would give you. But there has to be then a lot of, and you know, he has the line of confusion and perseverance, that 29-6 and detriment, but it's about, you know, where is my place? And then traveling around or looking around for his place. Open throat also, so attracting attention really, oh, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, being this character and that 56th gate fourth line, expediency, but it's the perfection of the superficial personality.
Which, of course, if you're going to be a talk show host, you know,
right, masking
a lot,
your
right?
feelings, a fear of silence. Oh, yeah, he doesn't like that. But I have a feeling that in his inner life, there's all this uncertainty and a search for something that really holds up.
I don't think so, actually.
Yeah, well,
that's
why.
I think he's got some real certainty about being single, about, you know, really smoking marijuana. I mean, I think, you know, he's really
well, this being single,
fixed,
you know? That first gate is, you know, it's develops outside of influence, not wanting to be influenced. I mean, it's fourth line. The 19th gate only, you know, in that root center, open root center. So in a hurry, but that 19th gate is sixth line, the recluse.
Oh, yeah.
Or the sulking child. So I think my feeling is that there's just a lot of private stuff going on with him that we don't see on TV because of the perfection of the superficial personality, but how he really feels with his open solar plex, you know, that not knowing really.
Well, we never know. I mean, this is one of the things that we can say about these charts, whether it's a client or it's a famous person here, you know, it's like there's pointing at certain things. A lot of it comes from, obviously, the family of origin, how they were raised, how far away are they from really being who they are. I think in many ways it's like he really is who he is. He's really living this juxtaposition cross of limitation. He's really living this, you know, unconscious moon of irony, right?
Right.
I mean, he is really demonstrating, you know, on a weekly basis to really a large audience, And he's here to do that, I think. You know, it's like that's the thing about a juxtaposition cross is like with that fourth line, it's like he has a lot of influence and he has the foundation that he's trying to really, really, you know, put out. He's also got seven fifth lines, right? So he's here to really find the universal truth, find something practical.
Well, I think that's what I'm trying to say. That he puts it out in this way that you think he's very certain about all this stuff. I think personally, he's looking for something that is foundational, that he can stand on.
It doesn't really show up on the research about him.
No, but that's what's interesting.
But, you know, that's what we don't know. You know, that's really
right. When he comes out with the tell-all book saying, you know, I look really certain, but I have been searching my whole life for something that's real and a foundation I can externalize, you know.
We'll bet. When
I think it's time to say goodnight, Teresa.
Okay, goodnight, Teresa.